Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. Here are your hosts, Andrew, Damaya, and Antonio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Jaworski, and today I'm joined by
Mia Trader
and Antonio Hicks.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate. So, how's our week been?
My week been good. Hung out with some friends, went to a bonfire, you know, got to chill with them, spend time with them since football season over, so.
What happened this morning?
This morning? I was on the way to school, took the back way, going towards a roundabout, and my tire popped out of nowhere. I didn't know until I let go of my steering wheel and it started turning to the right.
And, you got wrecked? You got wrecked?
No, like, I just let go of it and, like, start letting it, like, drive on its own without steering it, and then it started turning to the right, and I was like, oh, snap, I hope I don't got a flat tire. Looked out, tire was smoking. Left it on the side of the road, but my dad came and fixed it, though, so should be straight after school.
What about you, Mia?
I had a good week so far. Last weekend, I had a soccer tournament in Florence, and that was fun. We ended up getting second place.
Did you feel like you played good?
I think so, That's good. It went pretty good.
That's good. What about you, bro?
I had to go to church yesterday. I've been playing the game all week.
Game freak, bro?
Huh?
I say you're a game freak?
Yeah, of course, man. That's basically it.
What's up?
Now it's time for the Red Fox Week in Review, brought to you by Carolina Pines Regional Medical Center. From routine checkups to complex state-of-the-art surgery, Carolina Pines Regional Medical Center wants to be your healthcare provider of service.
On Friday, December 3rd, the boys' basketball team lost to Sumter in Sumter with a final score of 64-50. The team was led by Cameron Foman, 14 points, 11 rebounds, Jamari Briggs with 14 points, 10 rebounds, and Tristan Alexander with 11 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. The Red Foxes then traveled to Marlboro County on Tuesday the 7th and won with a score of 57-39. The team was led by Jamari Briggs, who had 23 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists, and Tristan Alexander with 17 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists. The boys will take action again on Friday, December 10th at home against North Myrtle Beach. Good luck, Foxes.
And now for girls. This past Tuesday, the girls played against Marlboro County. They came up short, leaving the score 56-55 with Marlboro County with the win. The player of the game was Celise Khan with 7 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals. This Thursday, the girls will play North Myrtle Beach. Good luck, Lady Foxes.
Yesterday, the Red Foxes had a wrestling in the arena. Hartsville beat Conway 48-24. Learn Rogers beat Ariel Reed to a tech fall. Jude Yates beat Gamer Johnson by pin. Jackson Chavis beat Josh Calvin in the second period to a pin. And Logan Berger beat Austin Collins. And that's our Red Fox Week in Review.
And now for our guest of the week, brought to you by Alloy Printing. At Alloy Printing, we specialize in bringing your vision to life with your print needs. What do you want to say through print media? Call or email us to get started. We would like to welcome to the show Assistant Principal Dr. Horlett.
Thank you.
So how's your day going?
It's going fine.
That's good.
It's quiet so far.
Welcome to Hartsville High.
Thank you.
How long have you been here?
About 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
How are you liking it so far?
I like it. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a welcome change.
Yeah. People be like, yeah, who is that lady outside? She looked mean, but I was like, nah. I mean, I say good morning to her every day, so you know she's not such a mean lady. You know, I mean, you just got to sit down and talk with her, and she's not mean. So.
Well, thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am.
People always say that I'm not mean. Well, not every day.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, hold on.
Not every day. Saying. Just depends on the situation.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we're going to give you some icebreakers, some just basic questions. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
A little bit of both. It just depends on what I got to do.
That's what's up. Are you a city or a countryside?
countryside. I don't really like the city. I don't.
Yeah, the city is too much.
It just got to be accessible, but that's too many people.
Yeah.
If you could listen to one song for the rest of your life, what would it be?
One song. I don't know. I can't pick one. I love music. I can't pick just one. The only one I can think of, you wouldn't know. I don't think y'all know nothing about reggae music. I don't know. Next question.
Are you a friends or family type of hangout person?
Family first.
Yeah.
My circle real small. I don't have no whole bunch of friends. It's not because I'm mean, though.
What's the most embarrassing fashion trend you used to rock?
I think like back in the day when they really had them those wedge heels, those things are hideous. Oh. I don't know why I ever did that, but that was like, why? Yeah, that was awful. I don't even know how I walked around, like, why? But yeah, I did that in high school.
If you can bring back any fashion trend, what would it be?
Where y'all got these questions from? Bring back a fashion trend. Maybe bell bottoms. I like those. Them little,
I like bell bottoms.
All them tight pants that everybody wear now. Like everybody, everybody don't need to wear tight pants. So you know, maybe that.
For the main questions, Antonio.
Where are you from?
Originally, yeah. I'm actually from Jamaica. Like the country Jamaica.
I thought you were from somewhere else.
Nah, you thought I was from Charleston? Nah. I'm from Jamaica.
I ain't gonna say where I thought you were from, but
no. How long did you live there?
I finished high school and then did a gap year and then I came here to go to school. I came here to go to college and then life kind of happened after that and I've been here.
How's the atmosphere different from Jamaica to, you know, over here?
It's a lot different. Well, first of all, like, I hate when it gets cold. Like, I'll never get used to it. Like, it never gets cold in Jamaica. So, when you're freezing, see me freezing in the morning?
Yeah, front of building one,
maybe I'm not being mean. I'm just freezing. So that I'll never get used to. So it's always warm there. It's just never cold. We don't have winter and all that. It's a wet season and a dry season. So it'll rain, but it doesn't get cold. And then I don't think I'll ever get used to eating in this country. The food just different.
Yeah.
Like, you know. But it's cool. It's just different.
Yeah, how do you feel about us wearing shorts when it's like 30 or 40?
I ask y'all every morning, what are you doing? Because I'm freezing. And I'm like, what? You're like, it ain't that cold?
Yeah.
While I'm shivering, but I don't think it's anything I'll ever get used to. I hate it. Today, not so bad, but.
Yeah.
Is the food difference like a good or a bad difference?
Like, a bad difference. Like, yeah. It's. I mean, I won't say that. I take that back. I've been here for a long time, so I've gotten used to what it is here. But if you give me a choice, like, I'm going to go back to my roots. I was probably here for about 10 years before I tried sweet tea. Like, why is the tea sweet and why is it cold?
It's good.
It's okay. You know? And then, like, grits, like, I think that was about 12 years of being here. Like, what is grits? And who boils peanuts? Like,
yeah.
Nah.
It's the best kind.
You know, I mean, food. I've tried it. You know, it took me 15 years, but I tried it. And but those differences, I guess you can never take away what I grew up with. It's not like I came here as a little kid, you know. My whole life was there, so. Yeah, it's a big difference. I used to cry when I was an undergrad because, like, they'd be like, oh, we could walk to McDonald's. What is McDonald's? I don't want that.
Yeah, I barely eat McDonald's. So.
Did you play sports in high school?
I did. I played soccer. Like, in Jamaica, it's football, but I did. I played. That's how I got here. I got a full ride to play soccer.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. I hate running. I don't know how those things go together, but I hate running, but I love soccer. Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
What college? Like, how'd you get here? Like, was it on a visa?
Yeah, on a student visa. So I got an athletic scholarship to play soccer at South Carolina State University.
Damn.
So I had no plans to play soccer for the rest of my life, but like where I'm from is like there's hardly a middle. So it's either you really, really poor or you really, really rich, and I was not really, really rich. There's hardly a middle class. So basically what we were taught, education is your ticket out of poverty, but what do you do when you can't afford education? So in terms of going to college and stuff like that, you know, I fell in love with soccer when I was younger, and when I realized that it could be my ticket to get to college, you know, I committed myself to that. Like, every day I think about that, and I say, if I can be that disciplined as I was at 17, you know, I'd probably be further along in life. But it was rough. It was because at that time, put it this way, in the most recent Women's World Cup, Jamaica finally got there. We didn't do well, but we got there. And there's still not a lot of support for women's soccer. So take that back about 20 years, like, there was really no support. So what I did to get here was unheard of. It was, you know, why? But, you know, when you follow your dreams and, you know, you go for it, this is me, 20 years and 4 degrees later. So, you know, that worked out.
What position did you play for soccer?
I was a defender, but in college, because of my versatility, that's what I'd like to say. I got to play every position just depending on what the team needed, except goalkeeper. I couldn't do that. Damn. Yeah.
But, yeah, back to you, what you were saying about, like, girls, like, not having that, like, big of attention in sports. That's kind of what we're, like, trying to do now this year, you know, instead of, like, boys football, boys basketball and all that stuff, like, make girls sports pop out more. So they can get, like, the attention that we're getting, too, you know, so.
Yeah, that would be good. I'm really for that. Obviously, I'm a girl. Yes, but I think about my daughter, too, because, like, the times that I've thought about going back home and raising her at home, I think about all the stuff that she has interest in, and it would take away a lot in terms of athletics. She wouldn't have the opportunities that she has here simply because of that imbalance.
We heard through the grapevine that you were a pretty good soccer coach. How long were you a soccer coach for?
The grapevine. I coached girls varsity soccer for, I think it was 6 or 7 years while I was at Orangeburg Wilkinson. I had to stop doing that because that's when I started my doctoral program. I couldn't do it all. And then what I really enjoyed coaching, I actually coached rec league soccer in the city of Orangeburg for little kids. And what was really fulfilling to me was I coached so long that I got to have my little kids become my big kids at the high school and play varsity for me. So that was cool. And then one of my players ended up coaching at the high school. And right now she's an assistant AD. So I'd like to think that I had something to do with that. That was cool.
What is your funniest or most memorable coaching story?
I have one, but you guys can't ask me that spur of the moment. I can't tell. There is one. I just don't remember the whole story right now. But maybe this is not the most memorable, but Orangeburg is not no soccer community. It's, to be honest with you, it was more like a club, because every year I started over. There was no real program. We didn't have a feeder program, so there was no soccer in middle school. And so the kids had to play rec, and then when they turned 12, 13, there was nothing until they got to high school. So whatever wonderful skill they had, you know, it was like starting over. And then I'd have kids who would come out in the 11th and 12th grade to play for the first time. And so it became more about kind of pouring into these young ladies and trying to motivate them and making sure they were on top of their academics. And because we would try, you know, I would instill hard work and we not going to give up, but we were not about to win no state championship. Like, it was not about to happen. So, you know, it just became a lot more than the sport itself, which is what it should be anyway. And so that's what we really focused on. And I think that's a big part of why those relationships, I still happen to enjoy a lot of them right now. So it was, to answer your question, I'm sorry.
No,
we had to play. We always ended up in the same region as the returning state champion. And I'm like, why? So we would, now the first part is not my fault. The buses were always late picking us up. But to be honest with you, I didn't mind. Because when we got there late, that would be my first argument in asking the other team, all right, so let's shorten these halves. Like, you know, and because sometimes, like, it's 40 minutes a half. What is your state championship team going to do to my team in 80 minutes? Like, I don't need that embarrassment for my kids. Like, I think we played South Aiken one time, and at halftime, the score was 13-0. Ooh. If you know anything about soccer, that's ridiculous. Right? So, you know, I would try not to make it obvious, but I'd try my best to shorten these games. Like, I ain't gonna go lie. Like, we could play 15-minute halves, 20-minute halves, you know. But, yeah, that would be, I guess, memorable or embarrassing, whichever.
So what made you want to get into education?
I love kids. Dealing with kids is far easier than dealing with grown-ups, to be honest with you. I don't like office jobs. I don't work well with that. I get bored really easily. So it's an opportunity outside of coaching to continue to work with kids. I like when little people do big things. And an easy way to, or an effective way, meaningful way to reach kids, be memorable, and help them achieve stuff is through education.
Did you always want to be in administration?
Maybe not, but like I said, I get bored easily. So whatever it is that I commit to doing, I try to do the best that I can, and I invest in whatever education that I can. So becoming a teacher, once I thought that, okay, I could do more, you know, so in my classroom, I can touch 120 kids a semester. But in wanting to reach more kids and doing more, I had to take the next step. So and as an administrator, I can, you know, reach more kids, even if it means, you know, indirectly inspiring teachers to inspire kids. So, you know, it's kind of like, how do I extend my reach so that I can be more effective to more people and help better the lives of more kids?
What are some goals that you have for yourself that you haven't obtained yet?
Well, I think right now, honestly, is one, and I've been thinking about it a long time. I need to publish my book. I write, and so I've been sitting on my manuscript for a long time, and so that is the major goal. That is our focus right now.
What is your book about?
That's a good question. So initially, I write poetry. I do spoken word. And so it's poetry. But I was challenged by my best friend to make it a poetry book with a difference. So each poem is followed by a narrative, kind of like a story where the poem came from. So fortunately and unfortunately, it became a little like a memoir. I wasn't really trying to tell my life story, but it did. And so I think it'll do well. I think it'll be good. But most of all, I think that it'll help me achieve what I'm trying to do. Like, you know, as I climb higher, I want to pull people along. I want to motivate people. And that's really the focus of those poems.
Do you have any kids?
I do. I have two kids.
What's their names?
Jasmine and Jaden.
Hey, that's unique names.
Well, see, I named Jasmine after my grandma. And when I named her, my grandma died when I was three. And that still hurts, to tell you the truth. I remember my grandma, even though I was three. So I named my first daughter after my grandma. And then I came to this country. And everybody named Jasmine. Like, that kind of, you know, I guess it was Aladdin. Disney did that.
Yeah.
You know, but in Jamaica, she Jasmine all by herself, you know. And then Jaden, I don't know. My mama wanted to name her Jade, so.
Do your kids play sports?
They do. Of course, they have to. you know, they're athletic, I'm grateful, because, you know, I'd be bored. I got to support whatever they want to do. So if they decide they want to be singers and dancers, I'm there. But I prefer athletes. So that made it easy. So they both play soccer. The little one is really good. That was funny because the first game, she didn't get the concept that, yes, they're going to take the ball from you. It's a game, duh. So she stood there. She played for 10 seconds and then stood there and literally cried, like literally cried for the next 39 minutes and 50 seconds. But once she got the hang of it, she did really well. And then my older daughter, they're 12 years apart. So the older one is 15, and she plays varsity basketball, varsity soccer. And because of varsity basketball, she has not been in the studio a lot, but she is also a black belt.
She does karate?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dang. Think she could beat me?
She wouldn't want to. She doesn't fight unless she has to. So she'll say, I don't know, and act like she's not capable.
What's your favorite hobby?
I love to read. I'll read a book a day if I could. But I haven't been able to read lately. Life been busy.
What was the hardest piece of adversity you've had to overcome?
A lot of things, but maybe the most appropriate one to talk about. My doctoral program was not easy. Like, Johns Hopkins University tried to kill me. Like, I almost didn't make it. And then I guess adding raising kids and then working full time, like, I just didn't stop to go to school. And I did not want to, like, my older daughter, she's actually, she got something going on. She actually pretty good. So I did not want to sacrifice, you know, a lot of people said maybe she doesn't have to play sports this year. Give you a break. You don't have to travel. You don't have to do this. But I didn't think that would be fair to her. And I kept thinking about, well, if she's this prospect like everybody thinks, what would it do to her development if she were 2-3 years behind? You know, that wouldn't be fair to her because I wanted a doctoral degree. So trying to balance being a parent, working full-time, being in school full-time, that was kind of rough. And Johns Hopkins did not make it easy.
What motivates you daily?
I'd like to think that I'm a lot of things to a lot of people. And but to be any of that, I have to be happy with me. And so in not wanting to let my kids down, and like I said, my circle is really small. So the people that mean something to me, you know, you can't motivate people or demand the best of people if you're not doing it yourself. So unfortunately, I think I put too much pressure on myself doing that sometimes, to be honest. But that's a part of my motivation every day, just trying to be the best that I can be so that even when I have to speak to y'all, it's not hypocritical. It's, you know, rise to the occasion. And life gonna be what you make it, and I think I deserve the best that life has to offer, so I'm gonna make the best effort.
What quote have you heard throughout your life that stands out to you the most?
I think I could remember it. It says, it's by Haile Selassie, and it says, I remembered it yesterday, something along the lines of, let's demand more from ourselves than we even possess, more than we think that we're even capable of doing.
That's a good one.
That's like a very, yeah. It has like a lot in a small punch, you know?
Yeah, it does.
We'd like to thank you for your time today. You have any shout outs to anybody?
no, not really. I really appreciate being here. I'm very grateful for the opportunity, and I've had such a wonderful welcome. So I just want to say I appreciate that, and thank you for having me on your show.
Yes,
thank
you.
No problem.
Now it's time for our Hartsville Hoops Ball Talk, brought to you by First Citizens Bank. Forever First, those two words are at the heart of everything we do. Forever First means keeping an eye on the long term for our company and for your finances. We would like to welcome to the show basketball coach of the boys, Coach E.
Yay! I don't get no chairs, ain't no people outside waiting for me. There we go. There we go.
Nah, but how was that student section at Marlboro, man?
Student section was popping. I'm going to tell you that right now. Shouts out to the students that came out to the dog pound, put them to shame.
Yep.
He was behind the bench. I looked up, and I met eyes with Antonio. I was like, you know.
It was fun.
And I think that a lot of people discount how big, how much the fans mean to us. How much they mean, and forget me, I'll coach a game no matter what. But it means a lot to the players to see their peers and people and just their friends in the stands cheering them on about something. Any athlete knows that if you go on the field and you turn around, it's a bunch of people cheering for you. That's one of the best feelings that you can have, like while you're in the midst of the game, you know. And so, I didn't even really notice them at first. I think. Jamari got a dunk in the second half, and I heard, and like the whole section behind us went nuts. I was like, "Oh, okay, well they here." So, but yeah, shouts out to the student section, man. We need y'all again tomorrow night against North Myrtle Beach. They are really good, so come on out and support. And Coach Boo, they got something cool going on for student passes. Like, if you do a, you get a student ticket for $5, and you pay. You know, five every time you come, and they stamp your card. And then when it gets to the fifth game, the next game, I think the next game or next two games are free. You get it with your card. And then they give you a new card to use the next couple of games. So every four or five games, you get a game for free. And then as we did with the first game, which was the AC Florida game, we gave out some towels. We're trying to get some stuff to give away from the basketball team, like some T-shirts and other stuff. Just student section alone. We ain't giving everybody. We just want the student section.
We need to get some. We can make some noise with.
Make some noise. We need to get some clackers or something.
Yeah, some
when the other people are doing when the other ones are doing free throws, get some clackers going.
That's gonna be hard. Bring a cowbell.
Oh, y'all yeah, some cowbells.
Cowbell.
Something. We don't know. Or a kazoo. I don't know. Yeah. Just whatever.
All right. Now for the icebreaker questions. If you can coach any team in the NBA to win the championship, who would it be?
New York Knicks.
Man, boy.
New York Knicks. Nah, I'm a great coach.
You think you lead them to a championship?
Yes.
Players right now?
I don't care who it is.
Who? All right. So you know their players right now, right?
Yes, I know the roster.
So, okay. So, who would be the first scoring option?
We wouldn't have one. Just like in high school, we don't have one on the team. We don't have a scoring option. We don't have a first, like, this is the person that has to score the ball. Mm-hmm. I believe the good teams just run what they run. Whoever scores, scores. Like, in football, to equate it to Tonio, they call a play, whether it's a pass or a run. Let's say it's a pass. It's up to McKendree to decide at that time which receiver is open. And then when that receiver receives the ball, it's up to that receiver to decide, hey, I need to get to the end zone. In soccer, with Mia, you know, when you hit it, you might, the best thing might be for you to pass to somebody else for them to kick it in the goal because you have a bad angle. So on our team, we honestly believe in Hartsville High, we believe in whoever's in the best position to score. So I think the first game it was DeAndre. He had 20. Then the second night, second time it was balanced. I think Jamari had 13, Tristan had 11, and it was balanced. And then Tuesday it was Jamari had 23, Tristan had 17. So it's just whoever's on, it's just in the flow. So I don't think you can have a first or second scoring option. And I think that that's the problem with the NBA. That's the reason why I can't watch it.
Yeah.
You don't watch it?
No, I don't. I don't watch the NBA. What am I watching? Watching a bunch of people dance with the ball, travel, and flop. Is that basketball? I'd rather watch college basketball.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
It's still
there's no coaching that goes, I could coach the NBA. Literally. What really am I doing?
Yeah, there's really no difference. I mean,
like, I'm coaching the best players in the world. What really do they're paying me millions of dollars to say, hey man, you come out, you go in. They're paying me to manage. But that's why in baseball they call it, they don't call it a baseball coach, they call it a baseball manager, because all you're doing is managing the best players in the world.
I didn't even know.
Think about it. You watch a bunch of people, they dance with the basketball and then drive to the basket or shoot a three.
Yeah.
Yes. What are we doing?
Up and down the court.
Up and down the court. Like, what are we doing?
Watching basketball.
Yeah, exactly. Bad basketball. That's the reason why there's a lot of kids, they watch the NBA. Go watch college. I tell my kids, watch college. Me and my kids, my boys, we don't watch the NBA. Me, Amir Edison, we sit down, we watch college basketball when college basketball's on. Because you actually see players running sets, running plays, doing the little things, diving on the floor a lot of times. The stuff that the NBA players that are making millions of dollars.
They be doing the most, flopping and all that.
Yeah, they ain't. What a, so, yes, I could coach them and win.
Okay, now moving on to the other questions.
Mm-hmm.
After a tough loss to Sumter, what are some things that you feel you and your team should have done differently?
Make sure Zaki don't get the flu.
He got the flu?
He had it. Make sure he's not sick. No. We have a good team. So I think that what we needed to do coming out of that, what we learned about ourselves was that next man up mentality has to be in effect, and it wasn't in effect that night. When everybody found out Zaki was going to be out, even the players themselves were down and was almost in a, how we going to win? Now, here's the funniest thing. Zaki averages 2 points a game if he scores. So I'm like, why is somebody that only scores 2 points a game that important to the team? Like, to the point where they don't think they can win without him. And it just goes to speak to his leadership. It goes to speak to the type of person he is. It goes to speak to the way he plays defense. He's averaging like 5 steals a game. It goes to the way he rebounds. He's averaging about 6 rebounds a game. And he literally takes the best player of the other team out of the game. Against AC Flora, Chris's name is Chris Wallace. Their point star and point guard averaged 15 a game. He had 2 against Zaki. Caleb from Marlboro County, their starting point guard, averaged 12. He had 2 with Zaki on him. He is relentless. And then on the offensive end, he plays at a different pace. He's so fast that people can't stay in front of him. He's the fastest thing with a ball. So what we found out was that we need more people to step in. And we've made some changes to our roster. So, you know, people will see some. We've moved up a JV kid that we feel real highly on, and we think he's going to come in and be able to help us out.
Who is it?
You'll see tomorrow night. Well, you'll see tonight because this airs Friday.
I got a guess, but I ain't about to say it.
Well, take a guess.
What's his name?
Josh Burr.
Josh is already on varsity.
Trey, I'm already on varsity.
Right? Oh, I know who it is. The dude that made the dunk.
Oh, McCoy.
No.
All right. I'm going to guess.
Yeah, okay, don't guess. You just have to see tomorrow. But as a kid, I'm going to be honest, he plays so hard and with so much heart. And we watched him play 3 games on. I didn't get to see the AC Flora game. I only watched it on film when they went to AC Flora. And then I watched him against Marlboro County, watched him against something. He plays with so much heart. And I say you can coach a lot of things, but you can't coach heart. and I could teach you everything else. As long as you got heart and you willing to go out there and bust your tail to make some things happen, we can make it happen.
How important was it to win against Marlboro County coming into region play?
I think that you build one thing on another. You don't want to go into anything, any game, on a losing streak. And seeing as how we lost to Sumter the way we lost to Sumter, we had to come back into practice and really drill our consistency and continuity on offense and really, really get after teams. And I was very impressed with my team because we held the second quarter. They only scored 4 points. Score was 30-11 at halftime. Like, it was over. The game was over at halftime. And there was nothing the other team could possibly do to come back. Because we were just, as one of those defensive games, and we just turned defense into offense.
All right, so you guys held a Marlboro County team who has been scoring in the high 60s all year to under 40 points. What can you expect from team's defense this Friday against North Myrtle Beach?
About the same thing. We've been preaching defense from the time I got here 5 years ago to yesterday. Our focus is always on the defensive end. If we can get some steals, we can score on the other end. We have offenses in place, but we don't want to have to run anything. We want to grab a rebound, get an outlet, let's go get a dunk. Let's get our crowd happy. Let's get our fans happy. Let's make some plays. Let's make the game exciting to be at. And defense is where that starts.
Going into region play, what are some things you're telling your team to prepare them for North Myrtle Beach?
Worry about North Myrtle Beach. Let's not worry about our ranking. We're currently ranked number 5. Let's not worry about what people are saying about, hey, we're a possible state championship team. Let's just beat North Myrtle Beach. Right now, tomorrow, let's focus on the first quarter. Let's just win the first quarter. And we'll deal with everything else after that. Put one foot in front of the other. That's the only thing I'm telling them. We're going to worry about North Myrtle Beach the first quarter right now.
Thank you for your time.
It's always a pleasure being here with y'all.
You want to shout out? You want to shout out any players?
Well, this year I had to put up with Demaya laughing every time.
Shouts out to Demaya. Y'all didn't even bring up the homie.
Well,
y'all didn't even bring up the homie. The fact that she's sick. First off, Demaya.
Well, how was your week, Demaya?
No. You're supposed to give us a shout out or something. You're supposed to shouts out to you, Demaya. Now we hope you get well soon. We know you're out. We appreciate you. Since your co-host don't want to do this, I'll do it for them. But she's out. And thank you, Mia. You did a great job today.
Thank you.
We got to have you back. We're going to bring her back, of course.
Yep, Thursday.
As she shakes her head. But no, shouts out to y'all. Great show once again. And shouts out to my team. Shouts out to the girls' basketball team. They've had a couple of close games, but I think they're about to turn the corner. It should be a good game tonight. Come out. Oh, dang, we'll hear this. All right. I was about to tell them come out there tonight, but, good luck to the girls.
Antonio, you want to shout anybody out?
Shout out Keely and Mia for being such great friends to me, man.
Okay.
Mia, you have any shout outs?
Nope.
Not at all.
No.
You don't want to shout out?
Shout out Allie for being the reason I had to be on here.
I want to give a shout out to my boy Tristan.
Same.
Yes, sir. Thank you for listening once again. Remember, you can listen to the Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Andrew Jaworski, with
Mia Trader
and Antonio Higgs.
Boom!
Everything is chrome in the future.